Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my extreme pleasure to welcome back my extraordinary guest, the internationally renowned psychic Kat Edwards. She is a clairvoyant medium and spiritual teacher, a singer, and a writer. Kat also gives spiritual service to the community with her work as a JP qualified Queensland, Australia, and civil funeral celebrant. She is from Australia, as I mentioned, and she loves to help her clients when they hit a crossroads in life, and life direction issues are her specialty. With spiritual insight, Kat can give you the help you need to find your way. Gifted with clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, channeling, and mediumship, Kat works closely with her team of spirit guides and angel friends to garner messages for you from the Great Spirit. And so let me welcome Kat. Kat, how are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And just before I forget, I wanted to ask you a question after the show and after we close the show down. So if you can stay on the line for a few minutes, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Beautiful. Well, Kat, you know, it's a pleasure to have you back. We have a lot of callers on the line. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can, but people need to call in as close to 15 minutes before showtime to be guaranteed a spot in the queue. And we do have a lot of you, so please be patient, and as I said, we'll get to as many of you as we can. Kat, I don't have your website up. Can you give us that information for people that want to get a full-scale reading or who don't have a chance to speak with you tonight? I can just tell you, folks, I've had a reading from Kat, a full reading, and she is amazing. She's spot on, and you're just going to get a snippet tonight. So please consider doing yourself a favor if you really want to get a reading and contact her at her website.
Yeah, my website is katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and Kat is spelt with a C, C-A-T, edwardsclairvoyant.com. And you can also friend me on Facebook and like my page, Kat Edwards Spiritual Coach and Mentor.
Beautiful. Well, Kat, I'd love to do a little bit of dialogue, but we've got a lot of people, but let's briefly just review your history. Tell us what it was like for you starting out in childhood and how you've evolved since then.
Well, when I was a child, I was born in Scotland, and I spent my formative years there in a little village called Altmore by the town of Keith, where they brew 100 pipers. And the village that I lived in actually brewed Altmore Distillery. It had the Altmore Distillery, so it still does brew Altmore whiskey. And there, that house was haunted by the old station master. We had the old station master's house, and my mother had a lot of experiences with him. But I started to really have spiritual experiences when we moved to Australia. My mother's Australian. My father's Scottish. And I was about five, and I started to experience spirits. And it wasn't just me. It was my brothers as well. So at that point, I realized I wasn't imagining. But I didn't know why it was happening. We just all thought we had a haunted house. None of our friends would sleep over. If they did, they never did again. They never did it once. They were freaked out. I get up and I see the newspaper being turned. No one sitting at the coffee table to turn it. Things would move. I'd see the ghost in the morning when I had a pen of ducks and chickens, and I'd let them out at dawn, and I'd see him standing there looking at me. And in retrospect, when I think about it now as an adult, I think it was an old man who probably loved his granddaughter and saw me and wanted to spend time with me, and probably had some sort of breathing issue that caused him to pass away, like emphysema, because he used to breathe like Darth Vader next to me. Very frightening.
Yeah.
And then when we moved to Mount Isa, which is in the outback, I was 11, and a lot of people pass away. It's a mining town. A lot of people pass away from drugs and alcohol on the roads. There's a lot of suicide, and there's a lot of, at the time, a lot of people passing away down the mine as well. So there's a lot of people who hadn't crossed over to the light for various reasons. And I used to have some pretty scary experiences there too. Being a medium and not knowing that I was a medium, being a young person who was going through puberty as well, it was very, very intense. So when I became 15, I got a job, and with that money that I earned, I bought my first deck of cards. I started to explore why me, why not my schoolmates as well. I knew things that they didn't know. I naturally knew things. And some of them were a bit upset with me because I said I didn't believe in the devil, so therefore I didn't believe in God. And that really upset some people because they were brought up Christian. But I didn't see the universe that way. Backtracking, when I was 3, my mother took us to a uniting church and put us in Sunday school. And I instinctively knew that the dogma that they were teaching us was incorrect, and I would challenge her, the Sunday school teacher, and as a result, I was asked to leave. And I remember being all of us little kids lined up, and she gave a present to everybody except me because I was naughty and questioned the Bible. But it didn't make any sense to me at all when I could see that the universe was life. All that is life, and if it's not life, it's that which supports life. So, and all the vibrations that go with that, whether they're lower or higher on the scale of things, and then the vibrations that you go through during your day and during days of your life. So you may vibrate low when you're feeling low, you may vibrate high when you're feeling good. Vibration is simply also a state of mind and power.
Right.
So I understood all of that even at that age. And that wasn't acceptable in the 1970s. I came to buying my cards at 15 and putting them out for people and knowing what the cards meant, and then looking them up. So I threw away the book, and I just did that for practice. I met the local spiritual lady who had a shop at the time, and I hung out with her for a while and had a few more interesting experiences there. And then when I left home, I got into the Dharmic ways, which are the Eastern spiritual teachings and religions that involve meditation and incense. And in particular, I learned about the yogi spiritual path. I became a mother. I started studying homeopathy and allopathic medicine, a coalition of the both of them, but it wasn't to be. I became gravely ill and almost passed away at 19. And at 21, I became a mother, and I went on a different path. And it's the path that brought me to where I am today, sitting with you. And along the way, I learned a lesson, taught a lesson. I started becoming a professional reader when I was 24. And I did all the hard yards. I sat in the back of shops. I did expos and fairs. And I saw people at home, and I did all the hard yards that you would do. I got to a point where life became really tough, in my early 30s, and I stopped believing in my gifts. I instead focused on spiritual service, and I became a civil funeral celebrant. I had become a justice of the peace qualified, which is different to a justice of the peace in the USA. We, as a justice of the peace here in Queensland, we can do things to support the magistrates' court, and there's a new decree that if necessary, we can constitute as a magistrate under certain restricted conditions, and mainly hearing bail hearings, just to take the weight off. But we don't marry people here in Australia as a justice of the peace. We sign documentation and that sort of thing, though. So I spent a few years as a civil funeral celebrant and a justice of the peace, giving spiritual service that way until 2011. 2009, I hit burnout, and I started to get away, trying to get away from spiritual service and my work in the spiritual field, because I completely doubted myself, but it just kept coming back. Clients came out of the woodwork everywhere, and it just came flooding back. So in 2011, I became, I did a course and I became a radio host, and I focused on other people's spiritual knowledge and tried to promote other people through a show called The Spiritual Workshop. And I, as a result, I started networking to get the word out there that I had the radio show, and I ended up making friends with people who wanted me to do platform demonstrations at their spiritual churches, and I slowly started to regain my confidence in myself. And I had to give up the radio show because I got a pulmonary embolism after I had my daughter, and I very quickly started gaining more clientele, and I had another child, and the year that I had that child, I also started having my own events. I had been involved in other events with multiple spiritualists, mediums and clairvoyants in my region. But then as of 2015, occasionally I was having my own events. And last year I had a stream of my own events. And this year I'm focused on studying and getting my Diploma of Life Coaching up and running. So that's sort of me in a nutshell. But during that whole passage, I would have experiences where I could see spirit. When I was 18, I had this freaky Reiki that actually caused my third eye to shut down, and I couldn't see spirit as apparitions anymore, which was difficult because I was sort of relying on my vision. As a vision person, you rely on your vision. Suddenly you don't have vision. You've got to start opening up other senses to get by. And I did, and I started to see energy instead. And then I didn't know the energy that I saw was had good intentions or bad, and I started to learn about that. I also was able to taste things that came to me from spirit, smell things. Certainly got touched, and I would also, like physically touched, I would also get sometimes a physical voice yell at me in my room. That was pretty freaky at times. But I don't tell too many of those stories because they upset people. But basically I learnt the hard way what my gifts were, and I went on a big process of trying to learn what they were, what they were about, how I could control them, because I wasn't brought up as a spiritualist, and I was brought up as a scientific agnostic. My mother did have the Uniting Church background, but she was quite open-minded towards science, and she was a nurse and right into medical science. My father was an engineer, and later on became a teacher and taught mechanical engineering subjects at high school, including physics and manual arts and chemistry. And so I had this very academic upbringing, and it was not focused on religion or spirituality at all. So I had to go through this whole process of coming out, just as many of my gay friends came out. I had to come out too, because it was a very taboo thing.
Yes.
To be a psychic. It was like a I copped a lot of flack, copped a lot of mocking. And I've only actually in recent years stood up and looked people in the eye and said what I do, because the pressure of that judgment was quite difficult to find a way to say, well, F you, I know who I am and I'm not ashamed of that.
Good for you.
So it's been quite a process to get to where I am now, where I'm quite comfortably working in the open, saying who I am, and I don't really give a toss if you like that or not anymore, quite frankly.
Probably better move on to the callers. But what I would like to ask you is, how do you work with people? What mediums do you use? How is it best for people to contact you? I mean, you've brought up the website and Facebook, but you do use Skype, don't you? And people can call you on the phone?
Yeah, I do. I've found Skype not to be so reliable anymore. It is better off if we use Zoom or private messenger chat, video chat on Facebook. Those two video chat means seem to be more reliable. But you can contact me on my mobile phone number. And the great thing about North America is that your evenings after you finish work are my mornings after I put the kids in daycare. So it's currently 9:46 a.m. and it's mid-evening for you in the eastern zone. So it'll be even earlier in other parts of the U.S. across to the west. So just hook up a time with me and I can certainly counsel you or do a reading for you. I'll be in 2 months, I'll be a qualified life coach. I'm doing business subjects now, so I've done all my life coaching subjects. I bring that to the table when I help people. I use my clairvoyance and mediumship. I also use numerology quite a bit. I find numerology to be very, very good, especially if I'm writing it out in front of somebody or if I'm doing it over video chat. I tend to take photographs of the cards that I put out and the numerology that I've done, and I upload that to a private messenger service, usually Facebook private messenger or email. And so you can see in front of you, plain as day, what's going on for you. And I find that that's really good. Clients really like that. So the main ways that I work are using clairvoyance, clairaudience. I often get feelings as well, and mediumship and numerology, yeah.
All righty. Well, let's move on to the callers. And for the callers, please limit yourself to one question and one follow-up question, and that's it. I won't allow any more than one follow-up question. And I've only talked to one of you, so I'm going to identify you by area code. And the first caller is going to be from area code 803. And you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, my name is Brittany. How are y'all?
Hi, fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your question,
okay.
Brittany?
Hi, Brittany. Hi. I want to know what type of energy you're picking up on my boyfriend, Lewis.
Okay, Lewis. Yeah, stand quiet for a moment. Lewis is going, he's coming up to, the energy that I get, the question was what type of energy? The energy around him is an energy of change. He has an energy of change around him, and he has an accelerated path ahead of him. What his intentions are towards you, whether he's good or bad intentions, that that I is that something you want me to pick up on as well, or are you happy with that?
Yes,
the energy of his life.
You know, what are the intentions towards him? Is he trying to do better with the relationship?
Can you say that again? I didn't quite understand what you just said.
Is he trying to do better with the relationship? Do he want the relationship to get better?
Oh, okay, right. Yes, I think in his mind and in his heart there is a yes there that is the answer. But I also see that there's a long path ahead of him to change habits. Old habits die hard.
Okay,
so there is an intention of yes, wanting to make things better and to move forward. But I also see that he's got a lot of work ahead of him for that, and that would be that energy of change around him. If he wants to embrace it and he truly wants to make things positive for you and for himself, then he'll embrace that change that's around him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Okay.
God bless you. And I would just like to hold up Brittany as an example of the perfect caller, because I would prefer if you not give Kat a lot of background information. We don't have time for that. So simply ask your question and allow her to answer it. And you can ask a follow-up question, as I said before. And the next caller is from area code 404. And you are live. What's your first name, please?
My first name is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi. I'm calling this evening. Thank you for taking my call also, Kat. I'm calling in regard to my son. His name is Larry, and some things is going on with him. I'm not 100% sure, but it doesn't feel right.
Okay. Yet, Larry, in some part of himself, is lacking the confidence to speak up and speak his truth.
Amen.
He has dominant characters around him and isn't aware of the force within himself, and is rather taking the force of others, and he needs to feel that strength within himself again. There are opportunities around him or coming up for him that will help him to move forward in his life. Okay, so he needs to take that. It's around his work, around any kind of career activity, whether it's study or work. He needs to focus on that and move forward. If the dominating people that I'm seeing for him are at work, he should get a different job. He's got opportunity coming for him to move forward. I've just pulled cards that are all about work and all about professionalism and moving forward. He just has to be aware that being too cautious, being through too much, are not going to serve him well. That'll actually mean opportunities lost. So he needs to go with his gut. And if there's a light in his heart and in his mind, he needs to go for it. But stepping away from people that are destroying his confidence will be the first step to his life mending and him healing his ways.
Yes, and that's what I knew.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. You hit it right on the head.
She does
okay,
do that.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jean.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Jean. You too.
Okay.
God bless. Okay. Moving on, our next caller is from area code 310, and you're live. What's your first name, please?
Yes, hello. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I was just wanting to see if you had any insight regarding relationships. Yes, I was just wondering if you had any insight regarding relationship for me.
Are you in a relationship now?
I'm dating.
Are you dating?
Okay. And you want a relationship?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what I get. Okay. So when I closed my eyes and I focused on you, I saw an amber light. So, you know, with the stoplights, the traffic lights, you got the amber light, which is slow down, which is where you're at now with your dating. And so then I wanted to know how long before you're in a relationship, and I got a period of 6. So that's 6 days, weeks, months, or years, but it's a period of 6. Spirit doesn't give me exact dates, I'm sorry. But it does say to me that there's still a bit of time for you to be single and to enjoy being single, and also to really fully embrace your heart and yourself as a gift. And it's not a gift that you give over and relinquish. It's a gift that you lend. And if you find the right person that you will lend that to, then you will have a wonderful companion. But I've got a period of 6 around that. I just feel that you're just in a process of manifesting the right sort of person. You've come into your own in your life, and you need to be more around like-minded people and maybe less around sort of traditional thinking people as you go through this process, because I feel you're sort of you're upgrading yourself, and certainly with a new partner, it needs to be an upgrade. It can't be the same old, because you go back to the same lessons heard or dysfunctional or unhappy again. So I have pulled a card that says you're ready, and I'm sure you do feel like you're ready, but there's what there is now is just a more intensive time of beauty within that, bringing that beauty within yourself out, and really enjoying it, so that you get to that point where you're vibrating at such a lovely level that you bring somebody who's healthy and their selves out as well. And you will attract that one person. I do feel that they're coming. It's quite a successful time over you. And I also feel that the way forward to meeting them is through embracing opportunities. Maybe it's in your career or in your hobby that you could turn into a career, because they're showing me going to events that spark an interest in something that you may like to do. And it's around like-minded people that you'll meet this new person. So if you're really into something that traditionally, you know, say, for example, women in my family traditionally did crochet and knitting, that bores me to tears. But I really like doing painting, especially painting statues and objects. So I'd want to go that way with craft. So I'd go to that kind of person and not the traditional way. You need to go for the like-minded way and just get into stuff that you love and enjoy, and along that process you'll meet somebody who will be able to walk in parallel with you and who will enjoy the gift that is your heart, that precious, precious gift that is your heart. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Good night, hon.
Good night.
Sorry to cut you off, Susan. I just wanted to point out to people that it's important for you to listen to all the readings, because a lot of times there's information that will come through Kat that can speak to you too, and we won't be able to get to everybody, but certainly a message that came through to me through that reading was to cherish the moment and embrace yourself. And that's a lesson for us all to take to heart. So moving on, our next caller is from area code 650, and you're live. What's your first name, please?
Hi, thank you, David. My name is Miranda. And hi, Kat.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Kat. So I have a question regarding a work opportunity. It's a volunteer position, and it's a new position, so I'm not quite sure what I will be doing. It's sort of up in the air right now, and I'm waiting for the gal to get back to me regarding what she would like me to do. So I was just curious as to what you pick up around this.
Okay. One of the things when I closed my eyes and I focused on your question was that the work that you're about to embark on will lead to more opportunities. So it's like a door is opening for you where more interesting things are coming forward for you. So it's going to be quite an interesting time. At first, it feels a bit slow, and that's probably just the training up period, but it won't be like that for too long. It'll be quite fast-paced because I suddenly see you sort of having to be on the ball constantly, really, really fast. You need to train yourself to wind out. If you at all have time after work, go do some exercise. When it's really, really fast-paced like that, you need to get it out of your head and your body so you can go home and just be a blob on the terror and not have it going blah, 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 through your head at 3 in the morning, and then you've got to get up in a couple of hours. So you need to actually get it out of your system every day. And also you'll need to take regular breaks, like weekends away if you have long weekends or holidays up your sleeve. And Spirit's showing me blue them out. So I think you guys have 4 weeks a year. Maybe take one of those weeks and just say, I'm going to tack a day on the end of a weekend here and there so that I've got a couple of long weekends during the year. The reason I'm saying that is because you just need to keep your head space up. I'm not saying it's a negative work. It's actually a really positive thing. And there is a lot of good things coming for you financially as well, and it's the birth of a new lifestyle for you. But that high energy work, you need to be doing a lot of self-care, and so that's really, really important that you take that time out to renew as you go along, and don't pass up opportunities to renew either. So if your girlfriends are going to a day spa and you've said hypothetically, yeah, you know what, I am going to spread this, I've got 4 weeks a year, I'm going to take one of these weeks, these 7 days, and I'm going to spread them out and have a long weekend here and there, take one day off that 7 days and have a long weekend, and then so on and so forth. Then you can go to day spas with your girlfriends and have sort of treatment days, mental health days, where you're just not, I'm not focusing, I'm turning everything off, don't talk to me, you know, and just revitalize. It's when I focus on you and I focus on this work, I feel highly energized. I feel really bright in my mind and I feel very, very positive. But I also feel a warning in my heart that you could burn out because it's such a busy time, okay? So balance it. But I think that you'll do really, really well. And I do see a lot of travel around you during this period of your life.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, Miranda?
You mentioned there was financial or money coming in somehow. So do you see that it's a volunteer position? Do you see it becoming like an employment situation?
Okay, yeah. Well, as I said to you at the beginning of it, it mm-hmm. did feel like it led on to bigger and better things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
I see.
Feels slow at the beginning, and then it really picks up. And the cards that I pulled out, events moving fast, many things happening at once, look at things from a different perspective, it's important to be yourself, skilled work is rewarded, there's some training there in this card, lavish abundance, giving birth to new dreams, nurture yourself, review and evaluate, favorable assessment of the facts, time to move in a new direction. So it is all there for you, but that there is also an abundance aspect of it. Hopefully abundance means financial abundance for you, but abundance aspect of it, that is also going to be very, very rewarding. But it feels quite busy. It feels quite busy.
Wonderful.
And it feels like you really need to take that time out for yourself as well.
Self-care,
okay.
Right.
When I was focused on, I thought that you were getting a paid position. So
mm-hmm.
let's just see where it goes.
Right. What's the card deck you're using, by the way?
Okay.
The card you pulled?
You know what? I don't know the name of this card deck because it was just given to me.
Oh, I see. Okay, no worries.
It's got archangels on it.
Okay. That's funny. I was
just
curious.
I've got decks of cards.
Well, Miranda, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Dave, bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome. Good night and God bless. Okay, I recognize a couple of numbers. This is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live.
Hi. Thank you very much, David. And thank you, Kat, too. Kat, I started Monday, last Monday, for my call center job with Centene, a medical insurance company. They had a lot of difficulty getting me in their database that they did sporadically, so I missed a lot of valuable training. My two questions are, will I pass the 7-week training, and will I be able to keep this job for at least 2 or more years?
Okay. I'm just pulling some cards, but as I'm focusing on you, I've got a yes about the training. Wendy, are you a mature lady?
I'm 66.
And you can be quite level-headed, yeah?
I think so, yes.
You don't like to be disorganized, and you come on quite strong about that. You don't like being disorganized, and this disorganization that's happened at the moment would have thrown you a little bit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I feel yes that you will go through the training. I do feel it may be tough at times, and you may need to review it with somebody and maybe have a bit of a tutoring session with someone to help you get through some of it. It's not that you're not smart enough. It's just that maybe some of the technology aspects of it are eluding you, or some of the gadgetry is a bit clunky. And because I'm getting a vision where I'm remembering, I had a job recently at a Queensland department, and the phone system was very, very clunky, and I would accidentally hang up on people, and also people that worked in the department expected me to know who they were, and I had no idea who they were, and it was just like a big sort of brain fart that I was having, and it feels to me more like that rather than not having the smarts. It's just like, oh my God, I've got to deal with this clunky stuff and all of this technology, and everybody expects me to know everything before I've actually learnt it, and wow. But I feel like they also know that everybody goes through that and that you'll be okay coming out of it and getting into a role with it, getting into a mastery of it. I feel it will come very quickly for you. You'll start to just sort of get into a rhythm, and before you know it, you'll be helping other people. So I feel like by the time you've been there, they show me a period of six weeks, 6 months out of the training, you'll be bang on, and you'll have the whole thing sorted out, and you'll start to be looking around going, well, this is a piece of cake. Now, Jesus' office needs organized. And I can see you not stepping out of your station, but starting to just implement little changes around the place to get things moving a little bit more smoothly as you go. And I can see that actually uplifts other people. I can see some people who, like are set in their ways, just avoid. don't spend too much time with them. If they like it messy or they like it draconian, leave them to it. I do feel like you're somebody who likes to get things running quite smoothly, and that's more the frustration for you rather than the fact that you won't be able to learn it, because you will be able to learn it. It's more that, oh, I can't do this quite smoothly yet. How far will you go with this? I do feel like your cutoff point of 2 to 3 years can be achieved. And then Spirit said, and then some. So it's a matter of when you think you've had enough.
Okay? Oh, okay. So I'll be the decision maker.
But you also... Well, I don't feel like they'll sack you. I feel like you'll retire. Okay? And I feel like you'll say, I've had enough, I'm tired, or I'd rather do other things. I've come and I've achieved what I needed to, and now I need to reinvent myself again. To me, Wendy, you're not somebody who's going to stop work and sit in a chair. To me, you're
right.
Somebody who's going to stop work and say, well, I'm too old to earn money, but I can still contribute to society, and I can see you going, working with little children learning to read, or working with animals, or getting out in the nature side of things. You feel very humanitarian.
Yes.
So when you are at a point that you don't want their full-time work, I still feel like you'll do some sort of contribution to society. And I just feel like you'll... Oh, I suppose you showed me you're writing too. You need to do some writing. You need to be getting your memoirs down, or getting children's books out there, or novels, romantic novels, whatever it is. Get it out. Get this out, this creative mind of yours. Get it out for us all. It's a gift. And look, we sign up for 100 years, Wendy. You've got 66 down. The next period of time, when you go, a light goes out, and we need that legacy, please. Okay, I'm getting goose pimples. We need that legacy. We need your wisdom. You don't realize how many people you touch. You don't realize how much you make the world a better place. And you've been put into that job not just so that you can earn, but so that you can awaken, aliven, and invigorate others. Okay, there'll be people ringing you with all sorts of issues. You're a steadfast rock in a sea that's going, clashing against it with emotion from other people's experiences, and you are going to be that strength that they need. So when you come home, where does your mind go? Goes into some sort of incredible movie, fantasy, or learning space. Get it out. Give us your legacy, please. Okay? When you retire, you get that passive income too. You're incredible, Wendy. Please stay in touch.
Isn't that a beautiful reading, Wendy?
Oh, my gosh. I've got tears in my eyes. She read me like a book. Oh, may God bless
That's
you.
That's Kat for you.
I think she said I would have 2 to 3 years at this company.
She said that and more. She said that you were the one that's going to make the decision when to go.
Oh.
So with that, we're going to move on, Wendy. And I think that your affirmation of Kat's reading is something that everybody should bear in mind if they want to get a reading and aren't able to tonight. Go to KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com, Kat spelled with a C. And Wendy, God bless.
I love Kat, and I love you both. I love you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Love you too, Wendy.
Okay, moving on to area code 707. What's your first name, please?
Hi, Kat. Hi, hello, this is
David.
Valerie. David, I'm sorry, David.
Hi, Valerie.
Sorry.
Good, how are you?
Good. My daughter is presently working, but she's looking to make a change. She has a phone interview coming up, and she's really wanting this particular job. Do you see her? What do you see around it?
Okay, first of all, what's your name, please?
Oh, Valerie.
So much. I just didn't catch your name. And what's your daughter's name?
Jeanette.
Okay, I'm just going to focus on Jeanette. Jeanette's a hard worker, isn't she? She's quite focused. She has dreams. There's a vice around her too, so she's got something that she needs to let go of that's going to hold her back if she doesn't let go of it. So that can be anything from eating sugar to having the wrong person in her life to, anything that is a little bit addictive she has to let go of. But it's not going to prevent her where she's going now. It's just that she's got quite big dreams in her future. She will find herself needing to reinvent herself and get stronger, get emotionally fit, get physically fit, get mentally fit, because she wants to take things to another level, and she'll need to do that. So in the past, she's had an illusion of feeling trapped, and that's really helped her self-confidence to dump, and there's been a fear of taking action. Now with the desire to move forward, she needs to be in that place where it's meaningful. If it's not meaningful for her, it's not going to really come about. So she needs to feel like it's meaningful. She can't give up. There is that question around, is she in a relationship or does she attract friends or
no.
partners that aren't necessarily... Yes? Yeah,
no,
so that aspect of
not
it...
Not a relationship.
That's dumping
no,
her self-confidence as well.
For a long time.
And what about friendships? I feel like there's a... As I said, it was relationships or friendships that aren't always necessarily as positive as they should be. She needs to sort of be a bit, if she has already gone through this process, brilliant, but it's coming up in the cards again. So she's got the lesson coming up again about self-confidence, about not being around negative or toxic people, about not giving up on herself. It has to be meaningful. And even though there's a pause, there has been a pause in action. It's unnecessary worry. The illusion of being trapped, of not having what she wants, is an illusion. She just needs to believe in herself and it will come to pass. Okay? There will be good news about work for her. The workplace that she will be going into will be one that seems exciting at first. And it feels like it fits her dreams, like she's manifested everything that she wanted. But then she's going to say, no, I want something more. I want something more. And she'll step it up as much as she can there before she starts to say, no, I'm going to retrain, or I'm going to add this skill, or I'm going to look outside the square, or I'm going to do something for myself. She's in the process of becoming. She can no longer be in a process of denying. She's in a process of becoming. And if she follows her truth, then she will be quite a successful young woman. Okay? So if there's anything that you can take from it, it's that any time of feeling that depression or lacking of self-confidence, a feeling of being trapped, of not knowing when, that's all coming, that's coming to pass. That's no longer going to be there anymore. And she's going to come into a period of self-belief, and the encouraging part of that is through that period of self-belief, I do feel that like work will come for her, and it will just trigger something within her to make her upgrade again and again and again. And I feel like when she gets on that platform where she has the work, she'll step in quite comfortably, like a mechanical stepper machine, get in the gym, she'll quite comfortably step to the next level and the next level until she's at a place where she just feels like she needs to rest, and then she'll want to move on again. This is somebody who's always trying to better herself, climb. Yeah?
Right.
This promotion that she's got coming up. Yeah? Sorry, what were you saying?
She wanted a promotion at the job she's at, but she's seeing a glass ceiling there. So that's why she wants to make a switch. She doesn't want the glass ceiling. She wants to get from underneath that, because she's highly intelligent and she wants to lead and not a follower.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes sense then. And also that's why that part about toxic relationships. So your relationships at work, you don't necessarily have to have a partner to be in a relationship with somebody, to be your boss, your co-worker, or your friend or your relative. She's got to get away from toxic relationships, and there are other people who are giving her that glass ceiling. They're not believing in her, and that lack there, it can affect you. And I feel like she's doing the right thing for her life. She can't get anywhere where she's at. She has to upgrade, and she will always feel like she needs to, until she gets to a point where she can launch herself and work for herself and run her own business successfully. If she ever chooses to go that way, I can certainly see that as ability for her, that she'll learn so much that she'll say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to do this on my own because I know that I can get the clientele and I can produce the product, I can make it happen for myself. And she'll either do it on the side and then quit when she starts to make the money, or she'll just say, you know, I've got X amount of savings, stuff it all, I'm doing it for myself, and just quit and start. But one way or another, she's going to get to a point where she's either, you know, you make me CEO or I'm going out on my own. She's going to get to that point. She's quite a talented person.
Yeah, very much so. So do you see her getting this job? Mm. Because the job she's in is toxic. That's the toxic that you're seeing.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say, yes, she'll get a new job. Okay, this one, Sue's not showing me, but I get a big yes. So
okay.
I wouldn't worry too much. Let what is meant to be happen. She will get something pretty soon. Okay? It's got to be the right energetic fit for her. Okay?
Yeah, it does.
All right,
really
good
does.
Luck, Valerie and Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
we
you.
Need to
thank
move
you.
On. Valerie, God bless.
Valerie, God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, I recognize this number. I think it's Sharon. Area code 520.
Hi. Yay. Oh, my God.
All right.
Amazing.
We got you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm Sharon, and I have a question. I have a meeting on Tuesday about 2:30 or 3 o'clock my time, and it's a business meeting. My boss there had his, well, I'm not supposed to give you too much information. Is he trying to get rid of me, the boss?
Okay.
Is he trying to make my life difficult? It's a volunteer.
I sent the cards. Okay.
Sharon, there is going to be some challenging information come to you during that meeting.
Okay.
And the way to go forward is to embrace and accept. Don't take it personally. And because of that, things will get better.
Oh, they will. Oh,
if you get... If you get upset and you internalize or you create a situation for yourself, things will not get better.
Okay.
So the message is to go in there with that professional, no-nonsense Sharon hat.
Yeah.
And just to be like, you know what? This is business. Even if it's voluntary, it's business. And just tell me what your plans are, because there's changes in plans around him. I don't feel like he wants to necessarily get rid of you. But he might not necessarily have anything good to say. And it also doesn't feel completely warranted yes, there may be mistakes have been made, but I don't feel like everything that he's seeing is completely warranted. And that's when, no, don't back down. Yes, act with professionalism. And you'll see that by keeping that integrity, following whatever due process, you'll actually find yourself in a different path and a better position, okay? Because I have ended a difficult situation and embraced the change around you, challenging information, delays and changes to plans, truth delivered without tact, okay? And I also get public recognition and important achievements, self-discipline and willpower and plans that need to be revised. So this is a time when you're going to really make a decision as well, I feel, about why you're there and what you've done there and whether or not you want to move forward with them. So take it in your stride, but the way that you handle it, it's a universe lesson. It's not necessarily a lesson from your boss. It's a universe lesson. It's a personal growth lesson. And it's a professionalism lesson. So it's not a joke, but it's not something to be taken too personally, rather just to look at it in a professional perspective. And I do feel like another door will open for you and you'll quite easily walk in. If you are looking for this voluntary position to then open a door to a paid position, I feel that aspect of it is a possibility. Okay, so just stand in your strength and in your power. Okay, and I do feel that in the long run you'll succeed and you'll say, yeah, well, that was a bit of a speed bump, but you know what, I've done really well and I'm really proud of myself.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Okay, good luck, Sharon.
Glad we got you, Sharon.
Thank
God bless.
Me too. Gosh, thank you.
Okay. Well, I think people are getting the idea that Kat is pretty spot on here. Folks have been affirming that along the way. And we can't get to everybody. I'm gratified by the number of callers that we've had tonight. But I would encourage you to contact Kat at katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Kat is spelled with a C. Or you can friend her on Facebook and follow her. And she can do readings for you that way. I've done a full-scale reading with her. And given the rates that clairvoyants charge, she is very reasonable. So have no fears around that. And I think that we're going to have to end there, folks. We've just about hit the hour mark. But thank you again for calling in. Sorry we couldn't get to you. You need to call in 15 minutes before the show. So with that said, I'm going to wish you all a good night. Godspeed and God bless. Good night.